BTB or an ACOB, but it lists a great number of things that could go wrong with a case, and it tabulates it as what you could do, what kind of Scientology processes or Dianetics processes that you could run to resolve that. Well, in a life repair, if you just look at it with common sense, what you're trying to do is repair the person's life. They have some problems, they have these ruins, they have their tension stuck on a lot of things, they're going around and around in circles, they're unable to resolve this stuff, and they want to get it handled. So that's the first thing you do when they come in, is you handle that, and we technically call that a life repair. Now, there's not any one particular process that you run on a life repair. You would run a process that would handle the particular condition the person was in. Now, one of the easiest things to do in Scientology is called a prep check. The term itself meant preparatory to clearing. It was developed in the early days to get a person's rudiments in very solidly so they could run some of the early clearing materials. But we basically have 16 buttons: protest, suppressed, invalidated, abandoned, not is, refused. You can look at the technology or the tech dictionary and you can find out these buttons, what they are. It's a 16 button prep check. And what happens is that these are the kind of common denominators of the reactive mind where charge gets stuck. A person will have his attention fixed on things that are suppressed or invalidated or things that they abandon, or they fail to reveal. They're holding secrets back. See, they're not in communication with these things. These are little particular words, little items, buttons as we call them, where the person gets their attention stuck on, where the reactive mind can accumulate. And the way that you handle a prep check is that you have a subject. Let's say that it's migraine headaches. And so you would just ask the person on the meter, on migraine headaches, has anything been suppressed? And the meter goes clang. Yes, you found something there. See, there's something in the reactive mind. The meter's not going to read on anything but reactivity. And so if you ask a person a question and you get a read on that thing, and it says, yeah, clonk, it read on suppressed. Well, you know for a fact there's something in the reactive mind there that has been suppressed. Right? And this is also something that is going to be real to the PC. The meter reads on things in the reactive mind that can be real to the PC. So you're asking him, what has been suppressed on migraine headaches? He says, well, one of the things I suppressed is I never did want to tell them in school that I had these headaches. And that's why I made such bad grades. I was too ashamed of it. I thought there was something wrong, and I sort of squashed the whole thing, and I suppressed this and that and the other thing. And you say, fine. He finishes up telling what he's going to tell you about it, and you say, fine. And then if you don't have a floating needle, then obviously you have something there that he hasn't got all of the suppression off. And you ask him again, well, is there anything else been suppressed? And he'll go along and he'll look through all of these things, and he'll eventually tell you everything that has been suppressed about migraine headaches. And when he gets all of this suppression off, he's going to have quite a bit of cognitions. He's going to have a lot of cognitions about migraine headaches and how they were suppressed. And you'll get a floating needle or a floating TA, and you'll get a release of the person from that thing, and then you just take the next prep check button, and you ask him about, well, has anything been invalidated or abandoned or whatever the prep check button is. You just go through the thing one at a time, and you get the PC to tell you everything about it. Now, until he's told you everything about it, and you're going to get a floating needle, and the charge on those buttons are going to be gone. This is a very, very thorough way of detecting even the smallest reactivity about something and getting it all off of any particular subject. It's a marvelous tool. You can prep check any subject or any area. with the possible exception of Ingram's. LRH warns about prep checking Ingram's. It just kind of mushes them all up and it makes them harder to run later. But any kind of area where the person has stuck attention, you can prep check it. It'll unstick his attention off of that area, and you'll take him from a reactive state over to a causative state on that particular subject. Now, if you'll take a look at logically that what would happen to a person in an awareness level, any of the awareness levels below zero are going to be, well, they're negative. They're not on the positive side of things. So we can just take a list of all of the minus awareness levels. This was a life repair, a pretty standard life repair that was done in the early days. And you just assess a list of all of the awareness levels on the bottom, from zero down to wherever it is, 21 or minus 21 or something like that. And you just go through them, pocket a pocket a pocket a pocket a pocket, and you find the reads. Whatever's reading now, of course, you know that that's in the reactive mind. It's got charge on it. It's in the reactive mind. And then you would take that item and you would prep check it off. You'd prep check all the charge off of that item. Let's say the criminality read. That's a minus awareness level. And well, on criminality, has anything been suppressed? Oh, yeah. Clang, clang, meters reading away. I never did tell about that piece of bubble gum I stole when I was 13 and or I was 3 years old, and I suppressed this about criminality. And oh, yeah, I saw criminals whenever I was growing up, and they always had nice cars and fur coats, and I always thought it would be great to be a criminal, but I didn't want to tell anybody about that, and so I suppressed the whole thing. See, now you're going to have some charge on fail to reveal as well. You know, that's another button, fail to reveal. But you just take each button and you prep check each one off. And everything that's reading, you say got criminality, and you just go through on every one of the buttons on the prep check. And anything that's read, you just have the PC tell you about that. It's a line, it's a this, it's a that. And he tells you about all of that, and he'll remove the charge on each one of those items. And if you do this, and you go and you handle every single read that is on the minus awareness scale, and you prep check it, you take the charge off of it. And what you will find is that the person, all of his attention will then come up to at least zero. Now you've assessed everything from zero down. You've assessed the minus awareness scales. And so if you ask a person a question and you get a read on that thing, and it says, yeah, clonk, it read on suppressed. Well, you know for a fact that there's something in the reactive mind there that has been suppressed. Right? And this is also something that is going to be real to the PC. The meter reads on things in the reactive mind that can be real to the PC. So you're asking him, what has been suppressed on migraine headaches? He says, well, you know, one of the things I suppressed is I never did want to tell them in school that I had these headaches. And that's why I made such bad grades. I was too ashamed of it. I thought there was something wrong, and I sort of squashed the whole thing, and I suppressed this and that and the other thing. And you say, fine. He finishes up telling what he's going to tell you about it, and you say, fine. And then if you don't have a floating needle, then obviously you have something there that's... he hasn't got all of the suppression off, and you ask him again, well, is there anything else been suppressed? And he'll go along and he'll look through all of these things, and he'll eventually tell you everything that has been suppressed about migraine headaches. And when he gets all of this suppression off, he's going to have quite a bit of cognitions. He's going to have a lot of cognitions about migraine headaches and how they were suppressed. And you'll get a floating needle or a floating TA, and you'll get a release of the person from that thing. And then you just take the next prep check button. And you ask him about, well, has anything been invalidated or abandoned or whatever the prep check button is. You just go through the thing one at a time, and you get the PC to tell you everything about it. Now, until he's told you everything about it, you're going to get a floating needle, and the charge on those buttons are going to be gone. This is a very... very thorough way of detecting even the smallest reactivity about something and getting it all off of any particular subject is a marvelous tool. You can prep check any subject or any area, with the possible exception of Ingram's. LRH warns about prep checking Ingram's. It just kind of mushes them all up and it makes them harder to run later. But any kind of area where the person has stuck attention, you can prep check it. It'll unstick his attention off of that area, and you'll take him from a reactive state over to a causative state on that particular subject. Now, if you'll take a look at logically that what would happen to a person in an awareness level, any of the awareness levels below zero are going to be, well, they're negative. They're not on the positive side of things. So we can just take a list of all of the minus awareness levels. This was a life repair, a pretty standard life repair that was done in the early days. And you just assess a list of all of the awareness levels on the bottom, from zero down to wherever it is, 21 or minus 21 or something like that.